The airlines are afraid of racial profiling. I think they should be doing that. I think they should be focusing on people who might definitely be a threat.
Sandra Silvestri has developed some new ideologies as a result of her frequent flying. As she begins another journey at the San Francisco International Airport, she says the easy part is standing in line for 2 hours. For Silvestri, the real headache is the security checkpoint around the corner.
I'm a third generation American. I'm a frequent flyer. Why do I have to go through this? I mean, I'm getting the feeling that this is all a facade to make us feel more comfortable, but actually it's not accomplishing anything.
Silvestri says she does not want to seem intolerant, but when it comes to traveling, she says a politically correct outlook can reach its limit.
I mean, if I see someone who looks suspicious getting on a plane, and I'm accused of racial profiling because of their ethnic origin, I don't care. I mean, at this point, after what's happened, I think that if you want to be security conscious, these are the people who have caused all of this.
When I traveled 2 weeks ago to Detroit, I was selected automatically. I knew that. And there was a couple of American, Native American people selected as well. The others, the rest of the people were not. So I wasn't surprised about that. And I support that and I agree with it.
Really?
It's a very good thing to do, yeah.
This cab driver from Yemen carries little resentment for eyes of suspicion glaring his way. As he moved back to America in February, security staff asked him intense personal questions about the war on terrorism.
It was too tough, you know, and I don't blame him for that.
He says his ethnic background requires him to be very careful in public settings. In fact, he would only lend his comments, not his name, for this report. Still, he's proud to call the USA home.
I consider myself, since the day one I got my visa, as an American.
Musina Aghouri is from Morocco. He agrees with the cab driver and Silvestri, saying that he resembles many suspected terrorists, and he's willing to suffer, as he says, by going through extra security screenings.
We are falling in description, and if we're stopped by the security and when they check us, and I don't have any problem about it, because it seems to me there is no problem as soon as I don't have anything to do with it.
Certainly not everyone agrees. Another Middle Eastern cab driver said off tape that he drives a cab not because he lacks the skills needed for a higher paying job, but rather because he fears he lacks the trust of the American people. In San Francisco, Jeremy Keene, the California Radio Network.